Welcome to Life Church of Mobile's audio podcast. We hope this teaching will challenge you in any season of life you may be in. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll enjoy.
Praise the Lord. If you're visiting with us today, you think this is the most colorful church I've ever seen. Well, we are. We are, just on a normal basis, just being ourselves, but we're exceptionally so today. And we just give God praise. This was birthed out of a move of the Spirit of God. A few weeks back, somebody blessed me with some shoes, and I was like, I don't know how in the world I would ever, work those in onto a Sunday service. Well, after that, I took them home, and on the way, the Lord, Susan said, Joseph had a coat of many colors. And I thought, well, if Joseph had a coat of many colors, Brother Scotty can have shoes. So these are my Joseph shoes. Amen. And then last week, by the direction and anointing of the Holy Spirit, Susan she said, well, you know what? Why don't we just all next week dress up in our Joseph colors? Amen. And you guys look awesome today. So would you just give God a big shout of praise for Joseph colors today in the house? Let me take care of just a couple of things before we see where God wants us to go. I'm going to keep my eye on you, okay? Got my eye on you for a wave. First of all, don't forget that tonight at 6 o'clock, we'll be in here with worship and prayer and just spending some time seeking the Lord. Suzanne and Matthew lead us, and we're thanking God for that. But we'll be here tonight at 6 o'clock. And I didn't even realize it till day or two ago, somebody said, well, there's a big game or something tonight. Well, and if that's your thing, do it, but we're going to be here. So come and join us and be here tonight at 6 o'clock, because I know it'll be a blessing to you. We're in a season. Listen to me. We've been more deep in prayer than ever before.
Yes, sir.
In the history of this church. We have sought God, or seeking God, praying and believing God greater than we ever have. And we're going to continue with that. And we thank God for that. But I know God is just doing great things. Also, don't forget, on Saturday night, February the 26th, is going to be at 6 o'clock an encouragement for the families that have names, children in this prodigal box. And I believe, Tara, the last I heard from you, there's over 200 families represented in this box right here, of those that maybe they've gotten away from God, they've gotten out there, but we know that God's hand is on their life.
Yes.
And Tara, I'm going to just put you on the spot here, but if I could that night, if I could have 10 minutes, I feel like I got a word for them.
Yes.
I feel like I have something that will bring encouragement. So if you've got a prodigal, and maybe you don't have a name that's in that box yet, but yet you are somebody who is believing for somebody in your family, a child, a son, a granddaughter, whoever, right on down through the line, then please, please come and be a part of that, because I know it's going to bring a lot of encouragement to you and give you some perspective about it. But also, and then this we'll move on into the word today, but Chuck Pierce will be here on 2/22/22, which is a week from this Tuesday night. Now, I've had somebody ask me, and of course, this is going to be their meeting. We're so honored to host it. And I had somebody this morning said, I'm trying to figure out, they said register, and I can't figure out how to get registered. And I can't either. But I am coming.
Amen.
So here's my take on it. Whether you get registered or not, just come on. Because I just can't, the doors will be open and we'll be here, so we're just coming. Because they said, we need to register, and I never have figured out how to do that. Suzanne might know. She's around here somewhere, and she's back there. She might know, but I'm not sure. But anyway, whether you can get registered or not, and I'm sure they just kind of want to know who's coming and kind of get you connected to their ministry. But whether or not you get registered or not, come on, and we'll be here. And I know that's going to be a powerful, powerful time. But it's very interesting, over this last 2 weeks, with what has transpired, Susan, and God has been speaking through us and showing us things. And when we got to talking about Joseph and his coat and what is tied to that, I didn't realize this until yesterday, but in a meeting just a little while back, Chuck Pierce had a prophetic gathering. And here is the word, this is awesome, that was released at that meeting. He prophesied, or somebody in his group, I'll get that the specifics of it because I went back and watched it, that God, in a Chuck Pierce prophetic meeting, that God would release, watch this, Joseph's coat of favor, and it would start in Alabama and flow to the surrounding communities.
Hallelujah.
I watched it. That's verified. That's not internet fodder. That is true. I saw it. And so I'm just saying, God is really, really putting some powerful, powerful things together. For those, isn't that amazing? And I mean, and you know, you never know when one step of obedience is going to lead to a major breakthrough. I'm telling you, you just never know. And so you got to be sensitive to the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit. But if you'll look around this room right now, I want you to just look around just a little bit out of your little area. And now look around. Now I want you to say with me, here come the dreamers. Wow. I'm watching. Anytime you're ready, you let me know, okay? Because I know you got some stuff deep inside of you. Here come the dreamers. You know, I said this already, but we are so hungry right now for the things of God. You know what we've discovered? The things of the world don't satisfy. They just don't. They don't satisfy. And we have come to a place that we are hungry, we are thirsty, and I'm telling you, listen to me. This is not a shallow time in the body of Christ. We are wading out into the deep. I'm talking into the places that God has designed for us. And in a minute, as we go through this, and we're just going to kind of play this by ear, we want to talk about not only Joseph, but Abram. And you're designed by God to be a dreamer. And maybe we'll bring some clarity over this. I don't know if we can finish it today. We might need one more Sunday, but we'll be here. We'll be sharing next Sunday. And then 2 weeks from today, y'all help me. The days all run together. I believe that'd be the 20. Somebody help. You got calendars. 27th. Joshua, Bishop Joshua Holder will be here. And that'll be a great day. We've got a power-packed February.
Yes, we do.
I'm just telling you, we've got a power-packed February. It's already been power-packed. But Joshua Holder will be here. And so, in Genesis chapter 12, listen to this. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get you out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, unto a land I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you'll be a blessing. Let me read it to you in the Amplified. Now in Haran, the Lord said to Abram, go for yourself, for your own advantage, away from your country, from your relatives, in your father's house, to the land I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. Watch this. And I will bless you with abundant increase of favors. And make your name famous and distinguished. And watch this. And you will be a blessing, dispensing good to others. You ought to mark that in your Bible and say, put in there, if you don't have it in the Amplified, go read it in the Amplified every now and then. Because it just takes it to another level. Psalms 5:12 says this, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. I want to ask you in this house today, how many of you are born-again believers? Would you say that's me?
Amen.
Then I got news for you. You're righteous.
Amen.
If you're in Him,
yes, sir.
You are the righteousness of God in Christ. Do you know that?
Amen.
Do you know that today? For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous. Watch this. With favor you will compass them about as with a shield. Hallelujah. That's God's promise to us.
Yes.
Genesis 37. I'm going to tie this together between the two of us. Now, Israel loved Joseph. Israel, of course, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. You go. You can follow the lineage right on down through. It says Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children. That's not always a very wise thing to do, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. But Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. As you go on with the story, we'll skip ahead, but Joseph gets sent on a mission to find his brothers. His father says, go find them, see where they are, and bring me a report. Verse 18, his brothers, they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them. They conspired against him to slay him. And here's the line from what we've been saying. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh.
Amen.
Mm.
Yeah, that's strong.
Wow. Now, there's some threads that run through both of these stories. First of all, we are created by God to be sustained by having a vision of something that is bigger than today. Everybody, not just pastors, everybody created by God to be sustained by having a vision of something that is bigger than today. And here's what I've discovered. If you don't have a vision, if you don't have a dream, watch this, you are heading for confinement. Now, if the last 2 years has been a wake-up call for us for anything, it is this. Confinement is not good. We put people in solitary confinement as punishment. The enemy tries to confine us. And I'm just going to go ahead and use the term lockdown. If you don't have a vision, if you don't have a dream, you're heading for confinement. Spiritually, it can be spiritual. It can be emotional, soulish, physical. Fred prophesied that word. I promise you, guilt and shame will lock you down. It will eat you up. It will destroy you and destroy the vision and dream that you have and that God has for you. Because that's the enemy's tactics. That's what he wants to do. And so what happens is, if you aren't careful, you become, and you get in danger of becoming a spiritual recluse. Now, over the last 2 years, with everything that's happened, when God first spoke to me, Susan, about, you know, we need to believe him and build a tabernacle, a pavilion, my first reaction was, I'm just being honest, God, have you noticed what's been going on the last couple of years? Like, he don't know. Lord, this sure doesn't seem like the time to be doing something like that. But in my spirit, he said, this is the perfect time to be doing something like that. This is exactly what I want. I want my people to rise up beyond the limits that have been placed on them by the government, by people in authority, by everything that's going on. This is the perfect time, son, to rise up and declare our vision. God is able, in the midst of lockdowns and everything else in our lives, if we will rise up, listen, and allow that dream.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream. Bless God, he had a dream. We've got a dream. We rise up beyond the limitations of everything, and in the midst of it all, God is saying, yes, it's the perfect time.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And so we just begin to believe God. I'll have a report for you next week where we are, because it's moving along, and we're thanking God for that. But I'm telling you this. I want you to look at your neighbor right now and say, it's time to come out of lockdown. That's not just a political statement. That is a powerful spiritual principle. It is time to come out of lockdown. I expected a bigger amen. Praise the Lord. I'm still watching her. I'm seeing if she's got to preach on her. Yeah. But if you don't have a vision or a dream, you're heading for confinement. Spiritually and physically, where you're locked down and in danger of becoming a spiritual recluse. And I'm declaring in Jesus' name, those days are done, finished, over, behind us, and it will not rule and reign any longer in all of us. Praise God, we are free. In Jesus' name. But here is something that's really important. And Susan has got so much truth. I don't know if she's going to do it today or not, but she's got so much truth about the favor that we have in Christ. And I mean, she's got a revelation about it. But vision requires, watch, faith, and it comes through ever increasing faith.
Come on. Come on. There you go.
Say with me, ever increasing faith. Because here's what the scripture says, and it's in Romans 10:17. It says, so faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So here's how we say it to each other. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God, 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 by the word of God. Faith doesn't just come from hearing on Sunday morning.
Hallelujah!
I'm wanting you up here so bad, but I'm just telling. Listen, faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. You'll not, and I hadn't really intended on going this way, but here we go. You'll never walk in the manifested favor of God that's already on you unless you are hearing and hearing. And hearing and hear, Glenn, and we hear and we hear and we hear and we hear. Faith doesn't come from hearing just once. Well, I went to church, but now faith comes, coach, by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Well, Brother Scotty, don't you ever get tired of... No, I don't.
No. No.
Not of hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Faith comes by hearing. And listen, if you are a person here today and you ever get something from me, I promise you one thing. If I send you a text, if I send you a message, it's going to be full, it's going to be word-based, and it's going to be filled with something that's going to stir your faith. Because I don't know how to live any other way. Don't know how to do it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing. And hearing, not just heard, but continual hearing. It's ongoing because here's what I've discovered. We need to be replenished in our faith on a daily basis. We have to be replenished in our faith. Because if you don't, you'll lose your vision. You'll lose your dream. You'll lose the reality of that. And here's the thing. Well, here's what most people think when they hear that scripture, faith cometh by hearing. Well, I hear the preacher preach. I heard the word one time. I go to church on Sunday. Faith doesn't just come by what you hear somebody else say.
Amen. All right, come on now. That's right.
Let me tell you what I've discovered, and let me tell you something. Everything we're sharing with you today is being amplified in our lives.
Yes, sir.
Faith doesn't just come by what you heard somebody else say. Because you'll leave here today. We will have been here probably about 2 hours from 10 to 12 by the time you get out. And you'll leave here. You'll go out from this place. And I will have said some things. And some faith can come to you today as some things are said. But I got news for you. Tonight's coming. Tomorrow's coming. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Faith cometh by hearing. It don't just come by hearing on Sunday. It comes by hearing on Monday, Tuesday.
Yes.
7 days a week. And it's not just hearing what somebody else says. Watch this. Faith comes by hearing what you say.
Hallelujah.
Talking to all of us.
Yeah. Amen.
And let me ask you this. We repeat so many things in life. When was the last time you heard yourself say what this is?
Come on,
man.
There you go.
Well, but CNN said, or Fox said, or this said, or that said, or they said, or this person said. Listen, I appreciate everybody's got a right to your own opinion. We all have a right to our own opinion. But I got news for you. Our opinions today can be dust tomorrow and wrong tomorrow.
Amen.
Their opinions, Lord, I ought not to go there. All those opinions of all the experts. Now, you look around and it's like, well, I thought you said. No, let me tell you what. Opinions will come and go. This will stand forever. Glory to God. It changes not. Praise the Lord. So when was the last time your ears heard you say what the Word says? And let me show you this in the Scripture. We talked about this just a little bit last week. But God changed Abram and Sarai. Their name was Abram and Sarai. And God changed their name so that, watch this, every time they introduced themselves, they would say and say and say and say, I am Abraham. I am Sarah. Every time they said their names that God had changed from not just father, but to a father of multitude, a mother of nations, they were saying what God had prophesied to them. My name is Abraham. My name is Sarah. My name is Abraham. Imagine all the conversations. Imagine all the people associated with them. And imagine how they would have had to have looked at them and thought, your name is Abraham? How many youngins you got? Well, none right now. Sarah, how many youngins you got? Well, none right now. But God changed their names so they would say and say and say and say. But not only that, watch. And then every time they said and said and said and said, they would hear and hear and hear and hear.
Yes.
How does faith come?
By hearing and hearing and hearing.
Faith comes by hearing the continual ongoing process. And so here is a point that I want to give. Susan, jump in here any point. Faith Fellowship with your God-given vision and dreams. Fellowship with it. So quiet. I know y'all are thinking. Let me show you this also from Abraham. Fellowship with your God-given vision and dreams. God, Susan, he told Abraham, he said, I want you to do something. He said, I'm giving you this promise that we just read about. And he said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out and look up at the stars.
Yes.
He gave him a point of reference so that every time Abraham would go out and look up at that night sky, watch this, he was fellowshipping with his God-given vision and his God-given dream.
Amen.
God will give you a point of reference in your life so that you can fellowship with that God-given dream and that God-given vision. Abram, look at the stars. Look at the sand. And here's why we need to do that, because hard times will try to break your spirit.
Amen.
Abram got his dream at 75 years old, and he had some failures. He had some mess ups. But listen to this. Never give up on a dream because of a mistake you've made.
Amen.
Is there anybody in this house that is grateful for grace? Woo, Lord have mercy, we all ought to be. Never give up on a dream because of a mistake you made. Listen, never dismiss your dream because of what happened to you. Never forfeit your future, watch this, because of the time it will take to get back on the road. Brother Scotty, you don't know how old I am. Abraham was 75. But here is a great, deep revelation for where we are and where we're going.
Amen.
The time is going to pass anyway. Hello? Fellowship with that dream. Fellowship with that vision. You know what? God gave me these shoes prophetically.
Come on now.
I'm just telling you. God prophetically spoke through her last week. God will give you things. These are like Abram's stars. Now, I'm not going to wear them every Sunday, but I'm telling you, they are prophetic. God gave me these shoes. He gave us these words as a prophetic vision for us to fellowship with. And listen, he confirmed it not only through his word, but he has confirmed it through the prophets. We had no idea Chuck Pierce had prophesied that when God began to deal with us in these areas. But this is a way for me and for us and for you to fellowship with our dreams. Never forfeit your future because of the time it will take to get back on the road, because the time is going to pass anyway. I think it was John Wayne, one of them John Wayne movies that we were talking about. You're burning daylight. He said, we're going to do this. We're burning daylight. Folks, let me tell you something. We're burning daylight. Now, am I going to just twiddle my thumbs and burn daylight? Or am I going to fellowship with God? Am I going to let my faith? Am I going to use this time to realize that faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing? And hearing by the word of God. And realize, yes, Abram started a little late, but I got news for you. God can make a way multiple times throughout my day and throughout our day. I don't just get up every day. And I know, I realize we got certain duties and things we got to do. But I'm asking, Lord, what would you have me do?
Come on now.
What do I need to do? What do I need to hear? Where do I need to be? What is your plan? What can I do to be a part of this great favor that is ours because we are in Christ? Multiple times throughout the day, I asked the Lord, what would you have me do? And here's something else that you need to do as you look forward. How many of you are 50 or over? I'm sorry, okay. You can begin looking at life and saying, well, guess what? Pretty much done now. You know how they, you know what they say, once you get hit the big 5-0. It used to be the big 4-0. You got to be kidding me.
That's right. Come on.
We need to live and move and have our being in Him, which keeps us connected to His vision and His dreams for our life. I don't care if you're 50 or 150 or if you're 68. You can wear some shoes like this. You can wear some colorful Joseph attire. God, thank you that we are in the right place at the right time and our steps are ordered by the Lord.
Yes, they are.
And you know, you start preaching like this and people are like, well, you know what, I just want to coast. Listen, God doesn't mind if you retire. That's not a problem from your job. Not a problem at all. But I got news for you. Let's not ever get to the place to where we retire from life, we retire from ministry, we retire from the call of God on our lives, and we retire from the dreams that God has given us. Ever. Don't ever retire from that.
Amen.
There'll probably be a day, if we live long enough, if we're still around when Jesus comes back, there'll probably be a time when we will not stand and grace this pulpit, when we will not pastor this church. Somebody else will. But I got news for you. If that time comes and we do retire, or we go in a different direction, there are no plans in our life ever, 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 ever to stop ministering. Ever, 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 never, 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 never. Well, don't you want to just go sit by the beach and spend the rest of your life with your feet in the sand? Maybe for a week. Fellowship with that vision. I don't care how young you are, how old you are, because there's reasons for it. How many of you know that God gave Abraham and Joseph their dreams for a reason? Powerful reason. And you know, people can say, well, why? Why would God, why, Brother Scotty, why would we desire to live a favored and blessed life? That's a good question. One of the reasons is in Galatians 6:10. The scripture says this, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Are y'all here?
Yes.
As we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Watch this though. Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. That's God's word. And yes, we want to be good to everybody, but I got news for you. We want to especially be good, Coach, to those who are of the household of faith. We desire to make a difference. And you need to write this word down because it's a word that God is releasing prophetically that ties in with this, and that word is increase. I said increase. How many of you are believing for increase? Would you just lift your hand up? Say, that's me. And you know what? I'm going to just throw this out there. And some people will like it, some may not. Because I'm still mining this thing. I'm still trying to understand it all. I'm not just believing for multiplication. I'm believing that scripture that talks about 30, 60, 100-fold. And you can say, well, what's the difference? 100 times, you can calculate that in your mind. 100-fold, you can't even conceive it. Because it's folding. 30, 60, 100-fold. Not just 100 times. Y'all are looking at me like, Brother Scott, are you getting out there? Yes, I am. You heard the prophecy this morning. It's true. We're getting out there. Not just 100 times, 100-fold. And you say, well, that's talking about the Word. Well, let me ask you, is healing in the Word?
Come on, Pastor.
Is blessing in the Word? Is favor in the Word? Okay, I'm just going to say it. Is prosperity in the Word? It is. God gives us increase. Do you know what the name Joseph means? Somebody pointed this out to me Wednesday night in prayer. The name Joseph means, may Jehovah add, give increase. That's what his name means. Now, there's a reason that God wants to bless. Listen to me. And I had some folks, bless their heart, they're precious people. It's been a while back. They got really irritated at me one Sunday when I said, you know, poverty is not a blessing. Poverty is a curse. And it, you know, and let me listen. And most of us in this country, we hadn't seen poverty like some of these folks have. But, you know, I'll never will forget, Susan, when I was growing up. Now, some of you are going to be old enough to remember this. The way I made money was I would sell Grit newspapers. Amen. There was a newspaper named Grit. What a name. I don't know why it was named Grit, but that was the name of it, Grit. How many of you, anybody remember a Grit newspaper? Okay, a few of us. You sold them too?
I sold them.
I'd go door to door and I'd sell Grit newspapers. I made money another way. I would sell those little packs of seeds. You know, the flower seeds. Or the, you know, they had the picture on the outside. And you'd shake them up. Man, I love to hear those things rattle. Shake them around in there. And a third way I made money, watch this, was I would drive up, right up and down the road, and pick up Coke bottles. People were litterers back in that day. I mean, bad. Well, I sure was glad. Because I would get, I think, 2 cents. 2 cents per bottle. And I could, and I'd go to the store, and I'd load up my bicycle, and I'd go to the store. And so those are the three ways. And I had, listen, I had one aunt, bless her heart, on my birthday every year, she would send me $5. And, buddy, $5 was some money. It was some money back then. So I saved up a little money, and then we'll forget. I've got a point to this story. And my mom and I were living with my grandmother. We didn't have much. And one day my mother looked at me and said, I know you've got some money saved up. We really need it. Now, I don't remember why. I don't know if my mother was on medication. She had to have medicine. Groceries were hard to come by. They'd send me over to the cafeteria to my other grandmother. She'd smuggle out that old government milk and out of the cafeteria door of the school, left over. But anyway, she said, I need that money. We need that money. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, as a little boy, I don't even remember feeling, it didn't upset me. I mean, children rebound. Yes. That's not the point. I don't remember being upset about it. Don't remember just, you know, thinking it was the end of the world. But I'll tell you what I will always remember. That painful, hurting, broken look on her face when she had to ask for that money. I'm going to tell you, poverty is not a blessing. Poverty is a curse. And so I have no hesitation in believing that God gives favor to increase us. Can somebody in here help me this morning? We can deliberately walk in favor. Watch this. And this is what I was hoping Susan was maybe going to share with today. We can deliberately walk in favor and place a demand on it.
There you go. That's good. Yes, sir.
Did you hear that?
Yes, say it again.
Come on, that's a revelation. Some of you think, oh, well, if I do this or I do it. No. If you are in Christ. Do you want to jump in? Okay, she's good. All right. I'm not going to make it. But I'm telling you. She'll do it another time, she said. Okay, all right, great. I tell you what, if we're in Christ, oh.
Yes, come on.
Now, some of you are going to think, oh, well, if I'm in Christ, where is it? If we're in Christ, we're in favor.
Amen.
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 Well, where is it? It's in your mouth.
Yes.
It's in your heart. It's in your life. It's in your core.
Come on.
And we live out of that. If we are in Christ, we are in favor. But here's the thing. If we were all honest in here this morning, man, my question would be, how many of us expect it, live in anticipation of it, and confess it? You know, back to what I was talking about again. Why, God, why should I believe for favor? Why should I believe for more? Why should I believe for this manifestation? Why should I believe for prosperity? I'll tell you why. Because a while back, and they've got the need met now, this missionary couple needed a car. They needed an automobile here. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Believe what you want. But me and this gal right here, we are believing God. I tell you why we're believing for favor. Because I want to walk up to him and say, brother, let's go get that car. We'll pay cash for it. We got it.
Come on.
Come on, watch this. I tell you why we're believing it. Man, and I'm adamant about this. I want to walk up to somebody who's suffering, who's hurting, who's going through a hard time and say, how much is your mortgage on your house? Some of you are thinking you're getting ridiculous. Well, just call me what you want, but I got news for you. I'm going to wear my shoes. I'm going to wear my coat, not as a point of pride, but because I want to make a difference for somebody else's life. How is the world going to know? The world is not going to know that God is real and that he is powerful and that he can do all things unless it comes through us. I'm going to tell you what. I have watched God work miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle for our family in California. 5 years they've been there now. One of the most expensive places on earth to live. God's a miracle working God. I had somebody a few weeks back, they were visiting, and first time they said, you know, we've heard about your family in California. I've heard there's great testimonies. Would you share that sometime? And I'm reluctant to do it because some of you have heard it. But I'm going to tell you, God honors faith. Did you hear what I said? I said, God honors faith.
Yes.
And I'll never forget. I'll never forget as long as I live. When they first got out there, and I'll only take just a couple of minutes. First got out there, and I didn't know what all they were stepping out to do. They didn't have anybody help them find a house. They didn't tell us that. And they were living in a Best Western and just looking on their own in Los Angeles. And when I found out, the daddy in me, oh, Jesus, Lord, help me. I wanted to go out there and first of all have a meeting with some of the people who asked them to come out who weren't. Y'all looking at me like, that's what you'd have done. Mess with me is one thing. Mess with you youngins. Oh, now we there, baby. And I'm just telling you. Oh, and your grandchildren. So God miraculously through, listen, what a small world at times it is when we talk about the favor of God and the kingdom of God. And so Jackie just posted on Facebook, we're looking for a house to rent. And Aaron Free, how many of you know Aaron, brother, Pastor Aaron Free, who has been here? His daughter saw it, happened to be living there, and said, called him, said, Jackie, don't do that. This is dangerous. Very dangerous in this city. Just to show up at a rental house, you're asking for trouble. My husband will help you see what he can find. And now you got to realize they didn't have a job yet. They had no income to show. How are you going to rent a house when you don't have any income? So anyway, he hooked. What's that? Yeah, her husband was in real estate. So he said, well, I'll see what I can find out. Well, he got in touch with another real estate agent that had some houses, three or four of them actually. Well, this one house that they went to look at in Arcadia was the name of it, 1,300 square foot house. Just to give you an example, 1,300 square foot house. And it was the rent on it, watch this, $2,600 a month for a 1,300 square foot house built in the 50s. But anyway, that's not the miracle. The real estate agent that was representing the owners of that house, that they said this is, because that's the cheapest one they could find, said, well, I'll put your name in the thing, but there's five other couples that want this house. And I just have to tell you, his words were, you don't stand much of a chance. But he said, I will do my due diligence. I have to by law. I'll check it out. I'll do your references. Well, they put me down for a reference. I was leaving this office one day, and this was during the period of time when I was still crying every day for my grandkids being taken to Southern California, arguing with God. I'm just being honest. Some of you act like you don't never. You just come on, man. Won't you get real? Your mama, you don't. I was. Amen. Come on, Medea. I got Medea sitting over here. She'll give me an amen on that. And my phone rang. Watch this. It was that real estate agent. Not Aaron Free's son-in-law. It was the real estate agent representing that house. He said, yes, I'm so-and-so. He said, I'm doing my due diligence here. He said, I see your son and daughter-in-law put you down for a reference. I said, yes. He said, I have to tell you, because they don't have a job, don't have income, it just don't look too good. I said, well, I understand. I do understand. And he said, where are you? I said, well, I'm in Mobile, Alabama. I'm in Mobile, Alabama. And he said, well, what do you do? I said, well, I pastor a church. He said, what's the name of that church? I said, Life Church. Stone silence on the other end. He said, are you kidding me? He said, my family and I lived in Mobile, Alabama for 5 years and went to Life Church. You know how many real estate agents there's got to be in Los Angeles County? You do the math. Do the math. And he said, I have to tell you, he said, I was just getting ready to scratch your family off. He said, but this has shaken me to the core. Because I believe in God. And he said, you led me in worship for 5 years in the 90s. He said, "Well, I'm gonna have to rethink everything now. Long story." They went from the back of the line to the front of the line. When you obey God, when you will not compromise, when you know that God honors faith and that there is favor, core favor on your life because of being in Christ, God can take you from the back of the line to the front of the line in one day. By this time tomorrow, there is a God in heaven. And He rules and He reigns,
yes,
and His favor is on you as you are in Christ, Susan.
Yes. Yes.
It's on you, and it's my. Listen, and
come on.
Just like you see, you got to realize. Oh, when God said to Abram, Anthony, he looked at him and he said, "I will bless you.
Yes.
And you'll be a blessing."
Yeah.
Watch this. It was for a lifetime.
Yes.
Did you hear me? I said it was for a lifetime.
Thank you,
Lord. I'm telling you right now, the Spirit of God is moving in this house. Now, other places too. I'm telling you, this month in particular,
yes, sir,
actually January, but this month has been prophetically put together by Almighty God.
Amen.
But here's the thing. I am totally, you're looking at my notes, I'm done way out yonder. Here's the thing. Good grief, it's already 12 o'clock. Here's the thing. Let him that has ears to hear.
Come on now. Yeah. There you go.
Let him hear.
Let him hear.
You can come up in here and say, "Brother Scotty, I know all that sounds good, but it just sure don't seem like I'm experiencing it." Well, I got news for you. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And watch this. And saying and saying and saying and saying.
Yes.
Hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and saying and saying and saying and saying. God pronounced and blessed Abram and favored him, and it was for the rest of his life. And this is what Susan was going to really, really share, and she will at some point, but watch this. We already have God's blessing, and we already have God's favor when we are in Christ.
Amen.
Wow, that's powerful. But Brother Scotty, what do I need to do? I'm going to let you go in just a minute. Activate it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Activate it.
Thank you, Lord.
We need to learn how to activate it and how to appropriate it. Appropriate it. Watch this. Be more plugged into the Word than we are the world.
Come on. Yes. Say that again.
Be more plugged in to the Word than we are the world.
Yes.
Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night.
Yes.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Watch this. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. There it is. And then thou shalt have good success. All right, I'm going to close with this last point because we've talked about us, but here's what I want you to get to as well. Don't be Joseph's brothers. I'm going to let that kind of marinate just a minute. Don't be Joseph's brothers. I look around this room today, and Susan and I look around this room, and I want you to know we pray over you. We speak the Word of God over you. We join our faith with yours, many of you watching online. We rejoice when God blesses you. Celebrate, don't be Joseph's brother, celebrate the blessings and favor of God that are on your life and the lives of the body of Christ. Well, I just don't think they ought to have that. Well, they probably didn't ask you what you thought. I never judge a man's harvest. Woman's harvest. Because I don't know what they've sown. I have the deepest desire in my life I've ever had. We both do. To make a difference. I'm telling you, it is so strong on us, we can't go anywhere. We can't go anywhere without looking and saying, who's here? Who's here? Who's here? I can't even articulate how strong it is. And we've got things that we're believing God for that are going to have to be miraculous, but we're not waiting. Watch this. Well, one day, bless God, I tell you, one day, no, today, use what you have until you get what you're believing for. And then when you get what you're believing for, you won't have to change your habits because you'll already be doing what you're called to do. We have the greatest, strongest desire in our hearts that we've ever had to be difference makers and world changers, especially to those who are of the household of faith. I didn't say that. God said it. So I celebrate the blessings and favor of God that's on our lives and on the lives of others. It's amazing how many people will pray for you to get blessed until you get blessed, and then they'll criticize you. Well, I just don't think you ought to wear them shoes. I didn't ask you. I asked God. Well, I just believe you in pride. Well, you have no right to judge me. I can promise you I wrestled with it. Because there are times when it's like, now, Lord, I'm 68, and I don't want to be like, can I just say, I don't want to be like that guy. You know, he's 70 years old. Hey, baby. Look in the mirror, dude. Wake up. I don't want to be that guy. So I wrestled with it, and then God said, are you going to be ashamed of my blessings? I said, oh, no. Because if you are, maybe we just hold them back. Oh, Lord, no. I will not be ashamed of the blessings of God. I will not be ashamed of the favor of God. I will not be ashamed of the goodness of God. But I will not be selfish with it either. I will not hoard it. And I believe God's given me a word. And he said, because you, listen, I know we're going over time, but that's all right. I told her yesterday, I said, I'm getting all my messages, Susan, to 30 minutes. I don't think she believed it, but here's what I'm saying. Folks, the favor of God for the believer wants to take you to a place. I don't care how great your life has been so far. The favor of God wants to take you to a place where people will look and say, there comes that dreamer. And look what the Lord has done. Amen. That's a good stopping place right there. So what I'm saying is this. Celebrate each other's favor. Each other's blessings and favor. And by the way, if you need a scripture for the fact that we already have God's blessings, we already have his favor, that it's in us, Ephesians 1:3. We were reading Ephesians. She was reading Ephesians to me last night. Listen to this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And it's going to be so interesting to see how the rest of this month unfolds. With the 22nd that's coming, with Joshua Holder that's coming, with our prodigal prayer night, as well as prodigal encouragement night, as well as all the prayer meetings that we're having and everything that's taking place. But I'm going to tell you this, folks. What I'm believing God for through this message today is allow God to stir you up to take you to another level. Because that's what's happening to us. I'm just telling you, everybody look up here just a minute. We're in a place we've never been before. It's indescribable. What God is doing in us and in our family is, I can't even begin to articulate it all, but I'm just telling you, we're in a place we've never been before. But this invitation is not just for us. Susan prophetically released it last week. It's for the house.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Mom, house.
I said it's for the house.
Amen.
It's for us. He loves us so much. And he's offering us an invitation. But I'll never experience the favor of God to the level and the degree that we need to, as long as all that's coming out of my mouth is everything the world is saying.
Amen.
Andrew touched on it this morning. How many of you ready to go to another level?
Amen.
I've got a specific prayer I want to pray right now too. In the name of Jesus, Lord, every person watching me or out there at home who is experiencing lingering, ongoing COVID symptoms, in the name of Jesus, you might be in this house, you may be watching, in the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree that coughing, lung problems, those lingering, ongoing, in Jesus' name, I command you to leave their bodies right now by the authority of the living Word of God. By stripes we're healed. Breathe in Jesus' name. Lung problems are going to clear up. No more. No more congestion. No more coughing. Oh, I feel this one too. No more tiredness. That spirit of tiredness, we cast you out. COVID, loose them and let them go. No more tiredness and just literally. And also, I'll tell you something else I feel. The mental. This brain fog and things are not clear and you don't feel like you can do. In the name of Jesus, Christ has redeemed us from the curse.
Yes, he has.
We're free. And so in Jesus' name, we declare it and we decree it. Now there's also a stirring. And by the way, if you need to go, you can consider yourself officially dismissed. But I just am feeling like I need to pray for some more people. So don't feel bad about getting up and going. We're good. I'm good, man. You go when you're ready. But this is a new season for some people. There's business transitions. There's job transitions. There's family transitions. And God is issuing an invitation for you to begin to declare over every transition in your life that it is marked by His favor. And stop saying, well, this is going to be a mess. Well, I just heard those words from somebody. Well, this is going to be a mess. No, in Jesus' name, it's not going to be a mess. It's going to be a blessing. God is reminding you that He has put you at times in places, and you're like, God, what am I doing here? It's Joseph. And so there is a favor of God that is waiting to be released and decreed over your life and over the transition of your life. And it's not going to be a mess. It's going to be a message. Watch this. There's transitions that are happening in people's lives right now. In the spirit realm, in the soul realm, in the family. There's transitions that are taking place. And here's what, listen, hear me. Here's what God, I believe God is saying. He is saying, if you will get in agreement with me, I will put my glory on display in you, on you, through you, and for you in this season of transition. And people will see it and know it's me.
Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Know it's him.
Somebody stand up and say, that's mine. Somebody say, that's mine. Now, here's another, and I know this, I'm telling you, boy, there is so much happening in the spirit realm, and I have a hard time, as you can tell, stopping. But there is so much happening in the spirit realm. God is transitioning some in the way that you minister and how you do it. You heard Fred as he released it this morning. I'm just telling you, it's happening. It's happening across the body of Christ that has ears to hear. But there is an anointing, and I'm telling you, it was confirmed Wednesday night. I've had it confirmed and confirmed and confirmed and confirmed over and over and over and over. That God wants to favor his people by a release of the greatest increase that they have ever experienced before. The greatest increase. And watch this. Some of it's going to be income. Increased income. Some of you are going to come into millions of dollars. Well, I can't believe I said that, but if I thought about it, I probably wouldn't. But I just said it anyway. The wealth of the wicked.
Yes, come on.
It's laid up for the just. And so I'm just telling you, there's an anointing right now. And it's so powerful and it's so beautiful, but it's an anointing for increase. Mm-hmm. And the way it's going to happen is because we get in agreement with the favor of God.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, this is nothing that we wear on our sleeve. Listen, people can doubt and wonder and say, why? Listen, there's going to always be that crowd. But I know this. We have such a heart in this house, and you wouldn't be here if you didn't. That we want to change people's lives by connecting with them and releasing the goodness of God for them. How many of you would like to, and I'm going to get real practical, how many of you would like to get to a place to where not only would your house be paid off, but you could pay off somebody else's?
Amen.
You know, listen, I'm just, again, like I said, I've already formally dismissed, so you can't fuss at me for keeping you long. I know I've heard preachers through the years. Everybody listen to me real close. I've seen preachers through the years. Well, I tell you, I'm going to go see so-and-so because I'm going to ask them for a preacher's discount. Do me a favor. Stop that. Or I've heard, I'm going to go so-and-so and I'm going to eat there because I saw some folks and they'll probably pay for my meal. Listen, I am not looking for somebody to pay for my meal. We're looking for somebody's meal to pay for. Well, aren't you worried about not having enough money? I tell you what, there comes a time when you got to either believe God or not.
Yes.
And if I can't believe God, I'm going to quit preaching. Because here's what he said. Give. And it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I'm going to tell you the kind of people I'm looking for. And the kind of people God's raising up in this house, and the kind of people that the anointing of favor is on, stronger than it's ever been. It's the kind of people that's like, they see each other, and they're saying like, bless God, give me that check before they get it. And the next thing you know, they're about in a fight over who's going to pay that check, who's going to pay that bill. Such a hunger and a desire. We both do. Yes, yes.
Had one of our church members come to Waffle House and got ready to pay, and he asked for somebody else's bill. Then he asked for somebody else's bill because it wasn't enough. Until he got enough of them, he paid for a couple of them, and then it rolled over 10 times before it stopped.
Did you hear that? Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. I wonder, and I've been trying, Susan and I have been fellowshipping over this, and I don't know how to say it. I said, we are believing for 100-folded. No, that's not good. But I'm looking for some 100-folded people. And God, you know, it's interesting. God said 30, some 30, some 60, some 100. It's almost like God, hey, now, I consider myself very, you know, I'm a pretty smart guy. There's some things I don't know more about, but I'm pretty intelligent. But if somebody gave me a multiple choice and they said, you want 30-fold? You want 60? Or you want 100? I'll take 100. Thank you very much, Lord. Yes, that is more. Listen, and God showed it to me this way. That's more than our minds can conceive. And what does the Scripture say? Exceeding. Exceeding abundantly above. Watch this. All that we ask or think, but here's the key, and it ties back into what we said. According to the power that worketh in you. I think Susan was going to use that today, but she'll use it another time. Anyway, well, some of those scriptures in Ephesians. Praise God. Folks, I'm going to tell you, it's time for increase. We're going to build that pavilion. God's going to build that tabernacle. And when it's done, it'll be paid for. But there's more than that happening. Listen, again, I'm just lingering here now, and you can go anytime. I know that there's an anointing for favor to get land. And you're like, well, I don't know if I want land. Well, you need to pray about it. I'm just telling you, you need to pray about it. You need to ask God, Lord, see, some folks are gone, and that's good. You get to hear this. We have laid everything in our lives on the line before God. Said, Lord, here it is. It's all there. Show us how to do it. Show us where to go. Show us what to say. Show us, Lord. But we know this. The anointing for increase, Jabez.
Come on. There it is.
Oh, that you would bless me indeed. And then he didn't stop there. That you would increase our boundaries. I just know that the Spirit of God is saying, take the limits off. Take the limits off. All things are possible to those that believe. All things. And watch this. Hear me. And again, I don't know. I'm like you. I don't know what Chuck Pierce is going to say and all of that, but I just know that a lot of the things he has said are so alive and so on target and so exactly what they need to be in our lives personally as well as the corporate body, that when he comes, I can't wait to hear what he's got to say. But I know this. God is going to have a church, a body of believers, who will rise above the restrictions that the world is trying to put on the church.
Right.
I'm telling you, listen. And you know what? We've been very fortunate here to live in a state like we do. It's not perfect, but California, I cannot even begin to tell you. Our grandson, Ty, the church that Ryan and Jackie are trying to help with now and are helping with, California locked them down so long that basically they didn't have a youth group left when they finally were able to start meeting again. And Ty was like, he's getting to that age. He needed fellowship because he's homeschooled. And so they said, we have got to find a church during the week that we can get our son to. So they finally found one in Cheon. Some of you might be familiar with him. He defied the government. He totally. And so they've got a strong youth group, and they took Ty. They started taking him during the week and a couple of his friends, because there is a concerted effort by the powers of darkness to choke the life out of the church. But I am declaring and decreeing, watch this, we will own our own land. Every place on which the sole of your foot shall tread, I have given it to you, saith the Lord. And no man shall be able to stand against you all your days. These are not going to be days of decrease. They're going to be days of increase. And so, here's what I'm encouraging you to do as we are doing it, and that is fellowship with that dream, fellowship with that vision, but then begin to put your foot on it. In the spirit realm, in the economic realm, in the land. See, we the church are called of God in prayer to put our feet places.
Yes, we are.
In our government, in our future. I'm just telling you, what was that scripture? help me remember. It's bouncing around. We are well able to take the land. She reminded me last night. She said, we are well able to take the land. Folks, we got to have that heart, that attitude. We are well able to take the land. But here's what I do. I get up every day and say, Lord, where you want me to put my foot today? Where you want me to put my foot spiritually? Where you want me to put my foot economically? Where you want me to put my foot in every area of our lives? Giving, Lord, divine appointments, God, show us. A few weeks ago, I'm standing here, and the Lord said, the land is crying out.
That's right.
I'm telling you, I heard it in the spirit, Anthony. I heard it. It's saying, come, I long for you to come put your foot on me. And here's why. Here's how God showed it to us as we were praying. We go every day to a place, and we pray. And I mean, the time flies when we're doing it. But here's what God showed me. When I created the earth, I created it with a specific purpose for my sons and my daughters. from the foundation of the world. He said, it is crying out and longing for the manifestation and redemption of why I made it. The Bible says this, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God created that. God created it with a call on it, with a specific purpose to fulfill. And part of your dreams are to step into that place and to see the manifestation. Some of you are going to build places that are going to make differences for people's lives. I'm telling you, businesses are going to be birthed through you. God's nowhere, you're nowhere near finished. You know, I'm looking at a couple. You know, God likes it that you guys can take that camper and go to the water now and fish and enjoy some things. But His call on you is strong as it's ever been. You're going to take the land. You're going to wake up every day with a fresh excitement and anticipation of what He's called you to do. So here's what I'm saying, folks. Pray about kingdom possibilities.
Amen.
Business possibilities. Ministry possibilities. Transition. You know, God will show you how to get things done with less effort but more results.
That's right, Pastor.
Not that it doesn't require work. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is God will give you optimum return on everything you put your hand to. How many of you believe in for that? You know, it's like, well, Lord have mercy, I work my whole life. I'm working, and nothing ever happens. Listen, this is the season when God is going to reward those who have been diligently seeking Him, and His glory will be on display through them. Praise the Lord. So, let's all stand up, and I'm going to pray over the ones of you that are left. Man, my goodness, so many of y'all stayed. You guys are awesome. Father, we thank You for the anointing that is on this house today, this word today, this place. In Jesus' name, Lord, for what You're saying to us and in us and through us right now. And I pray, God, for the greatest sensitivity to Your voice that we've ever had. For You have said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Never. I will never leave you or forsake you. I will never turn my back on you. Lord, I thank You for that. Lord, there's such a, and here's what I'm seeing. It's like a stretching. It's like a stretching. And God is saying, I am stretching you because I'm expanding you. And I'm helping you to see and hear and know things that not everybody's going to know and see and hear. For I have declared from the beginning and even until now, says the Lord, that I will always have a people who are called by My name, a people who will be open to the moving of My Spirit and will say yes to Me. How many of you are ready to expand economically? Amen. Thank You, Father. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh. Thank You, Lord. Lord, we just speak Your word today in agreement. Thank You, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, Father. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Thanks again for listening to our audio podcast. If you would like to find out more about our church, you can visit us at life-church.org.